Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Wilder Elementary Principal Amy Jo Naughton and teacher Michelle Stoles about food insecurity and food pantries for students and families.
How important is food in schools, especially in elementary schools?
Well, food insecurity and childhood hunger play a critical role in students' learning. Kids need good nutrition to grow and develop and learn properly. So we know if we are unable to meet their need in terms of fulfilling that hunger, they're going to have a lot more difficulty being able to learn and to pay attention and to be able to retain that learning going forward.
Well, talk about it from a perspective as a teacher and someone who's helped combat that a little bit. Some firsthand knowledge of noticing kids who maybe haven't eaten that morning or maybe didn't get the lunch or dinner that they needed and how it affects them in the classroom.
As a teacher, you can kind of see right when they walk in, like if they're having a bad morning. So you kind of always want to ask, are you tired? Did you eat breakfast? Right now, we're pretty fortunate that all students are receiving free lunch and breakfast. But in the past, that wasn't always the case. So it's just really nice to know that we have a resource where like we try and keep like granola bars, that kind of thing, stock. So then if a teacher needs it, they can grab a granola bar for their kiddo. And that one granola bar makes a huge difference throughout the day because that will normally tidy them over and they can make it to lunch. And it just really improves their focus. A lot of kids, hunger can really affect their behavior. Like hangry is a real thing for adults and kids. So it's just really important for their academics and the social part of it that their bellies are full.
Well, talk about that with the free lunch and breakfast now. How has that been affecting kids? Because I know when I talked to food service over the summer, last summer when they started to implement that, the free school lunches all summer long, and that kind of carried on into the school year. Have you noticed a difference with that?
We've noticed that a lot more kids are eating breakfast at school and having the school lunches. Our breakfast program is fantastic. We have two different lunch options to start the breakfast in the morning. So there's usually a hot option and then a cold cereal option. We have a lot of students that do tend to come in late, and so we also have our grab and go breakfast program. So they get a granola bar and a fruit and milk in a little brown paper bag that they can then take to the classroom, and they can eat their breakfast in the classroom then, so they're not missing instruction, but still getting their bellies full so that they're able to learn. So it's been wonderful to be able to work with our food service director, Abby Costigan, and making sure that we have that program up and going, and so that kids are able to eat, they're able to get that breakfast, but they're not missing out on the learning that's occurring in the classroom.
Well, Laura Ingalls Wilder Elementary here in Indianola has a food pantry. Tell us a little bit about how that got set up and how it works now for students.
Well, it all kind of started with Mrs. Naughton coming to our building. We were sitting at a meeting early in the summer, and she just said, hey, I think Emerson had theirs at the time. I would like to get this started at our building. And I'm like, oh, cool. What do we need to do? Let me know if I can help you. And so that turned into us meeting with a representative from the Food Bank of Iowa. We were able to get some shelving and a deep freeze for our food pantry, and then we are able to get food from the Food Bank of Iowa. So I do a lot of the ordering. So we always have frozen meats. I try to keep like juice on hand for kids, and then I try and keep like canned meats as well in case to, you know, kind of balance out their pantries, and then keep lots of fruits, vegetables, mac and cheese, the kind of things that I think about what I can order that a child would actually enjoy and what we could get them to eat. So we started up in 2018? Yep, and we've been going pretty strong ever since. We have lots of volunteers in our building that help out stocking the food pantry and then distributing food every second Tuesday of the month.
And Sue Wilson does a great job from Helping Hand in getting the recovery grains and breads from our different groceries in the area. So that on those days we have some bread, some baked goods that we are able to also put in and give to our people who come to get our services.
Well, speaking of that relationship with Food Bank of Iowa and the Helping Hand of Warren County, talk about the partnership there, because it takes more than one entity or one organization or one community to be able to put on food banks such as these, and not only the one here, but at Emerson, Helping Hand, then all across the county.
Oh, yeah. The collaboration is huge and very important. And Sue Wilson and Helping Hand have been great in terms of giving us some more ideas, being able to put some possible recipes into the bags that we send for the families. Just being able to know and understand what our community needs are, how we can better support them, how we can definitely collaborate. Like I said, being able to have Sue bring in those baked goods for us on those days that we have the food pantry open has been extremely helpful for our families here.
Thanks to Amy Jo Notton and Michelle Stoles for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.